And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Aboard Carnival Horizon. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on assignment.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, July 19th, 2021. The conditional sailing order is here to stay, for now at least. In a 2-1 vote, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th District has voted a stay on Judge Mary Day's decision to limit the ability for the CDC to enforce its rules over cruise ships. This means that the CDC will continue to be able to enforce its conditional sailing order in Florida as rules and not just suggestions. Regardless, most every cruise operator was going to abide by the current protocols they have in place, including doing simulated sailings or cruising with 95% of guests fully vaccinated and 98% of crew. And in an about-face move, Royal Caribbean has reversed its policy on requiring guests to be vaccinated with the same vaccine. Yesterday, we reported that guests who mix vaccines, like one dose of Pfizer and one dose of Moderna, would be considered unvaccinated. However, a policy update on their site over the weekend has since been removed. The cruise operator did not say why it quietly reversed the policy. However, Princess, Holland America, and Norwegian have the same wording on their site. And the Alaska cruise season officially kicks off today. Royal Caribbean will start it this afternoon as Serenade of the Seas leaves for Seattle for its first revenue cruise. The ship is scheduled to call to Sitka, Icy Strait Point, sail by Dawes Glacier, sail to Juneau and Ketchikan. The company has also received approval from the CDC to conduct test cruises on Ovation of the Seas out of Alaska on July 30th. And cruise stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 4.6%, 20.92. Royal Caribbean down 2.4, 72.39. And Norwegian down 5%, 23.14. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Carnival Horizon in Port Miami, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.